First record with Jive, I don't know what that's at, 100, couple hundred thousand copies. And then my independent, real independent releases out of my basement, of which I was just selling in Detroit, I was selling like 14, 15,000 of those at a time.
There was no better crew than Boogie Down Productions to break kid rock onto an unsuspecting world. Founded by hip-hop pioneer and preacher KRS-One, they had earned a cult following and reputation for breaking new talent. Now, with the support of D-Nice and fellow rapper Too Short, they were offering him an opening slot in their live shows. This was not an opportunity to be passed up. And still at a young age, Kid Rock was entertaining hundreds of hip-hop fans with his filthy rhymes and brazen charisma. Unsurprisingly, the crowd took a little time to adjust to him, with gigs sometimes erupting into skirmishes. Being young and white meant he had to earn his respect and reputation all over again, but this time to a much wider and more experienced audience. However, the gamble paid off. Rob Bass, another famous hip-hop artist, also took him on as an opening act. Now, more people than ever had witnessed this young white kid who sure could rock. The next stage was to get wider exposure, and this meant securing a record deal. Once again, it was Boogie Down Productions that were to assist him with this task. Having impressed the crew and the crowds with his lavish, entertaining performances, Jive Records, who also had the Boogie Down crew on its books, were quick to give the kid his first record contract. He, of course, was also quick to sign. For new talent, this was a great label to be on. As well as D-Nice and Too Short, legends such as A Tribe Called Quest, Houdini, and Kool Moe Dee were also included on its roster. Being part of the same unit as many of the hip-hop legends he had grown up with was now no longer a dream. It was a reality. With this business and financial backing, Kid Rock recorded his first album in 1990. Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast was a typical rock and rap fuse, with production work from Too Short, D-Nice, and Chuck Chillout. Rapidly becoming an underground classic, the record embraced the b-boy and rock and roll lifestyle, reveling in its rebellious party spirit and the world of sex and drugs. However, he was still only 19, and knowing virtually nothing about the music industry, the whole process was a learning experience. Instead of making a promotional video, which is the standard practice for those with new records, he embarked on a 40-city US tour. As the opening act for NWA legend Ice Cube, plus Too Short, Yo-Yo and rappers The Poor Righteous Teachers, the tour was a massive success, being attended by hundreds and thousands of hip-hop fans. A promotional video may well have been easier, but not quite so much fun, nor would it have bought him so much on-the-road experience. For the first time in his career, Kid Rock was now exposed to a national audience. Sales of Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast escalated, and his reputation as a rock and roll, lewd and crude, living the dream party animal was spreading far beyond the city of Detroit. By now, he had strayed away from the area, having moved to New York City, and rumour has it that while there, he even became a close neighbour of the hip-hop superstar Queen Latifah. With tours, records, famous neighbours, and of course non-stop partying, the spotlight was now well and truly upon him. Yet for someone who was as loud and proud as the kid, there was no way that he was going to win support from everyone.